VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Cases of the coronavirus continue to rise, but at a slower rate. The number of confirmed cases exceeds 71,000. The death toll is beyond 1,800. Now, this morning, 14 Americans evacuated from a cruise ship in Japan who tested positive for the coronavirus are back in the U.S. One passenger, Julie Larson, said it could have been worse.
It was fine. We were very well taken care of. We were very lucky. We had a bigger room and a full balcony. They fed us well. I felt like they were taking extremely good care of us.
Some arrived in Texas yesterday before traveling to a specialized national quarantine unit in Nebraska. Dr. Mike Wadman at the University of Nebraska Medical Center says he assessed 13 of the patients.
They're being transported here because of the testing that occurred at the point before departure in Japan. And so we're deemed to be higher risk and transported here for our level of expertise.
The head of the World Health Organization said the Chinese data appears to indicate a decline in new cases. However, he said, the trend must be interpreted very cautiously. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says that the city of Aleppo, the economic center of Aleppo province, will return stronger than ever after Syrian forces retook complete control from rebel fighters. In a rare televised address on Monday, Assad said the military will not give up until it achieves total victory sooner or later. Assad said the fight to liberate all of Aleppo, along with neighboring rebel-controlled Idlib province, will continue despite the empty noise from the north, a reference to Turkey, which borders both provinces and has backed the rebels. A suicide blast on Monday ripped through a crowd in southwestern Pakistan, killing at least 8 people and injuring around 20 others. At least 3 security personnel were among those killed. This is VOA News. South Africa's final apartheid president, F.W. de Klerk, has found himself in the crosshairs of the powerful African National Congress and many others since he said he didn't believe that the racist system was a crime against humanity. VOA's Anita Powell has more from Johannesburg.
South African political leaders are heaping criticism on former President F.W. de Klerk, who shared the 1993 Nobel Peace Prize with Nelson Mandela for their role in ending the apartheid regime that treated the nation's black majority as second-class citizens. 45% of today's South Africans were not yet born when apartheid ended. But the wounds still run deep, as seen in de Klerk's heated exchange with Manalisi Dubase, a reporter for the state broadcaster.
Genocide is a crime. Apartheid cannot be, that's why I'm saying this, cannot be, for instance, compared with genocide. There was never genocide.
These comments have provoked widespread outrage in South Africa. Last week, parliamentarians from the Economic Freedom Fighters Party protested de Klerk's presence during the president's annual speech. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has qualified for the next Democratic presidential debate, his first step into the main spotlight of the race to go up against President Donald Trump in the November election. A new NPR PBS NewsHour Marist National poll released early Tuesday showed Bloomberg with 19% rapport, trailing only Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who led with 31%. Now, Michael Bloomberg not even contesting the Nevada caucus, nor is he going to participate in the South Carolina primary in 2 weeks as he sits out the first 4 nominating contests in favor of focusing his efforts on Super Tuesday. The wealthiest person in the world pledges billions of dollars in the fight against climate change, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Amazon founder Jeff Bezos promises $10 billion of his own money to fund grants for research, activism, and nonprofits involved in combating climate change. In an Instagram, Bezos writes that the funding will both amplify known ways and explore new ways to fight the devastating impact of climate change. Bezos' online retailer has its own enormous carbon footprint, using fossil fuel to power the planes, trucks, and vans used to deliver billions of packages around the world. Last year, Amazon pledged to have 100% of its energy use come from renewable energy in the next 10 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy in a U.S. federal court today in a move that it says will allow it to compensate men who were abused as boys while taking part in its programs. The group has faced a surge in lawsuits in recent years as multiple states enacted changes to laws allowing those victimized as kids to bring legal action later in life. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.